There is a community event coming up on April 19th. It's the Period Project's annual gala and auction, and it's designed to help them continue doing the great work they're doing in our community. Joining me in studio right now are some members of the Period Project board. We have Avery Hendricks. Avery is the president. Avery, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Also in studio with me, Brooke Nelson. She's the vice president. Brooke, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Katie Lawson joins us. Katie is the secretary. Katie, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
So let's jump right in and get the details out about this gala.
Yeah, so we're so excited to have our second annual gala this year. It's, like Jolyn said, April 19th, and it's at the waterfront in Snake River Landing. We're going to have a nice, delicious dinner with silent auction items from local businesses, as well as a live auction with some fun trips to give away. And then our favorite thing of all is Claire Coder. She's the CEO of Amp Flow. They make free period dispensers. She's going to be our guest speaker.
Nice. And this kind of goes along with the fact that you had been trying to get some legislation that would make it possible for there to be products in schools, but you faced a little bit of pushback with that. Can you guys tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so last year in the 2023 legislative session, we introduced a bill to require free period products in 6th through 12th grade schools. And we made it to the House floor, lost by one vote, which was disappointing, but it really helped us get our message out that this is something that the state of Idaho needs and that the girls need here. And so this year, we're taking a little break trying to work out some public-private partnerships, but we'll be back in 2025 trying to get that for our students.
And Brooke, that was kind of a close vote. What would you say was the major pushback that you experienced with regard to that legislation?
I think there was a lack of education and awareness about it. We're a newer organization, and not that period poverty is something new, but it's not very much talked about. There's a lot of stigma and a lot of lack of understanding about it. So that was something we faced for sure with a lot of legislators. And there were a lot of people that really thought that it was something that families really needed to provide, which we don't disagree with. We think that families should be the primary caretakers for their children, right? But we know that that's not the truth in every situation. So we want to be there to support all the kids so they can be successful.
Absolutely. And this particular issue, let's just be honest and we'll shatter some stereotypes. Sometimes just the name alone is enough to make people a little bit uncomfortable and maybe bury their heads in the sand. And one of the stereotypes that I want to shatter right now is that this is an issue that women should only care about. I think that this is something that men don't tune out, because this affects your daughters, your granddaughters, your wives, your girlfriends. And this is a really big issue that fundamentally goes to the well-being of young women in our community. And you know what? It really takes all of us. So just because you hear a title that might make you a little uncomfortable, don't make the mistake of thinking that this isn't something that everyone should care about. Katie, let's tune in to you for a second. As you have been out kind of promoting the mission of the Period Project, what experiences have you been encountering?
In the community, I have seen such a great response to our promotions. I have experienced a lot of support, a lot of people really excited to help out, a lot of people volunteering, a lot of people wanting to learn more about what we do and what we're trying to accomplish. And I have been really impressed, honestly, with the local businesses that I've reached out to and their overwhelming support, and just local community members. And their willingness to jump right in and get their hands dirty and help us out.
Let's kind of get to the heart and soul of the matter, because I think stories really help bridge the gap. and raise awareness in such a powerful way. So what stories, and I'll just throw this out to any of you, have you come across that really showcase why this matters and how it's making a difference?
I'll share first. So we work with Southwest Boise Days for Girls. We actually have a coalition called Idaho Period Positivity. And that's been a blessing because we can reach across the whole state with both of our groups. But a leader from that group just shared a story with me. It's a little girl in Horseshoe Bend, and she's like, I think, 9. And she came to school, and she had bled through her pad. And so the counselor helped her clean it up. And then the next day, same thing, bled through the pad. And she said, "Why are you not using more?" And she said, "My dad says I can only use one pad a day."
Oh, wow.
I know. That story, I'm like, okay, this is why we're doing this work. So they lack the education. Maybe they lack finances. But they also lack, I don't, that area kind of lacks awareness. And this is kind of this story brings it to light that it's not, like Brooke said, it's not going to be like that in every family, right? Some of these kids need our help.
Right. And when you think about that, 9 years old, I mean, this is a sensitive subject. It makes grown adults sometimes, let's be honest, a little uncomfortable. They want to turn away. Now imagine that your brain isn't fully developed and you're experiencing something that could really be humiliating, and that could cause some trauma. So I think that really, Avery, goes a long way in showcasing why this matters. Anybody else have any stories they'd like to share?
I would just like to say, so nationwide statistics show that 1 in 4 girls experience period poverty, which is the lack of access to products that they need. And we've done surveys here in Idaho, and it shows the same thing, hitting those same markers for period poverty at 1 in 4.
1 in 4. Wow. I think that would surprise a lot of people. Avery, let's talk about the partnerships that you're trying to develop as you look forward to 2025.
Yeah, so in regards to the public-private partnerships,
yes,
we're trying to get some bigger organizations, or smaller, it could be anyone, just on board to, the state wants us to fund the dispensers or containers that the schools choose to put in their bathrooms. So if we can get enough funds to fund the whole state, that would be ideal. And then the state will come back and give us the money for the products. So if you want to add anything to that, Brooke. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be something that would, I think, help get past some of the hurdles that perhaps you encountered last time around with regard to that legislation.
Absolutely, yes.
What is one thing that you would love to say to those people who are a little skeptical?
From our view, I think that as a community and a society, we feel a responsibility to help everyone. And providing something like that allows them to better access their education.
Certainly, it kind of removes some of those roadblocks and distractions. Get us the details about that gala.
Yeah, so the gala is April 19th at the Waterfront in Snake River Landing. We're excited. We have 2 sponsors as of now, so you can still be a sponsor if you'd like, but Poppy and Pow and Ag West Farm Credit. It's going to be an amazing night, so we encourage you to come out, buy tickets. You can find those tickets on Facebook or Instagram, just at Idaho Period Project.
Avery Hendrick, Brooke Nelson, and Katie Lawson from the Idaho Period Project, thanks for stopping by the studio, and thank you for the great work you're doing.
And thank you for having us, Jalen, and KID Radio.
You bet.